There have been many developments in the Boston Marathon bombing overnight. 24 hours ago, investigators didn't know very much about who was responsible for Monday's attack. Here's how last night's events played out. Late Thursday afternoon, the FBI released photographs and video of two suspects and appealed to the public's help identifying them. Around 10 p.m., shots were fired on the Massachusetts Institute of Technology campus in Cambridge. At 10:30, an MIT campus police officer, who was later pronounced dead, was found with multiple shot wounds in his vehicle. The two armed men then reportedly carjacked a Mercedes SUV and held the driver for an hour before releasing him. Police pursued the carjacked vehicle in Watertown, exchanging gunfire with the suspects. The men reportedly threw explosive devices at police officers from the car. One of the men was critically injured, later dying from his wounds. A transit police officer was also seriously injured. The other suspect fled the scene, and police began a massive manhunt. Early Friday morning, the Associated Press reported that the bomb suspects are brothers and from a Russian region near Chechnya. They have been living in the United States for at least 1 year. The suspect on the run has been identified as 19-year-old Jokhar A. Sarnev. As of right now, the manhunt continues. A number of universities, including Harvard and MIT, have been closed. Authorities also shut down public transportation and encouraged businesses not to open. For WAMC News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.